This episode of the New LifeSpring Family Audio Bible is brought to you in part by Webb's Easy Bible Names Pronunciation Guide. With it, you can easily pronounce any name in the Bible. Just go to easybiblenamesguide.com for all the details. And when you decide to buy, be sure to use discount code AB2, lowercase a, lowercase b, numeral 2, for a 20% discount since you're listening to this show. Hello there, and welcome to the New LifeSpring Family Audio Bible, episode 465. I'm your host, Steve Webb. This is the podcast that helps you achieve consistency in reading the Bible, and we have a new episode for you every Monday through Friday. We're reading through the Bible on two tracks. Track 1 is the Old Testament, track 2 is the New, and each day we alternate those tracks. Shows are usually between 10 and 15 minutes long. Today we'll read Isaiah 8 and 9 from the Good News Translation. Let's begin. Isaiah chapter 8. The Lord said to me, "Take a large piece of writing material and write on it in large letters, 'Quick loot, fast plunder.' Get two reliable men, the priest Uriah and Zechariah, son of Jeberechiah, to serve as witnesses. Sometime later, my wife became pregnant. When our son was born, the Lord said to me, 'Name him Quick Loot, Fast Plunder.' Before the boy is old enough to say, 'Mommy and Daddy,' all the wealth of Damascus and all the loot of Samaria will be carried off by the king of Assyria." The Lord spoke to me again. He said, "Because these people have rejected the quiet waters of Shiloh Brook and tremble before King Rezin and King Pekah, I, the Lord, will bring the emperor of Assyria and all his forces to attack Judah. They will advance like the flood waters of the Euphrates River, overflowing all its banks. They will sweep through Judah in a flood, rising shoulder high and covering everything. God is with us. His outspread wings protect the land. Gather together in fear, you nations. Listen, you distant parts of the earth. Get ready to fight, but be afraid. Yes, get ready, but be afraid. Make your plans, but they will never succeed. Talk all you want to, but it is all useless because God is with us." With his great power, the Lord warned me not to follow the road which the people were following. He said, "Do not join in the schemes of the people, and do not be afraid of the things that they fear. Remember that I, the Lord Almighty, am holy. I am the one you must fear. Because of my awesome holiness, I am like a stone that people stumble over. I am like a trap that will catch the people of the kingdoms of Judah and Israel and all the people of Jerusalem. Many will stumble. They will fall and be crushed. They will be caught in a trap. You, my disciples, are to guard and preserve the messages that God has given me. The Lord has hidden himself from his people, but I trust him and place my hope in him. Here I am with the children the Lord has given me. The Lord Almighty, whose throne is on Mount Zion, has sent us as living messages to the people of Israel. But people will tell you to ask for messages from fortune tellers and mediums who chirp and mutter. They will say, 'After all, people should ask for messages from the spirits and consult the dead on behalf of the living.' You are to answer them, 'Listen to what the Lord is teaching you. Don't listen to mediums. What they tell you cannot keep trouble away.' The people will wander through the land, discouraged and hungry. In their hunger and their anger, they will curse their king and their God. They may look up to the sky or stare at the ground, but they will see nothing but trouble and darkness, terrifying darkness into which they are being driven." Isaiah chapter 9. There will be no way for them to escape from this time of trouble. The land of the tribes of Zebulun and Naphtali was once disgraced, but the future will bring honor to this region from the Mediterranean eastward to the land on the other side of the Jordan and even to Galilee itself where the foreigners live. The people who walked in darkness have seen great light. They lived in a land of shadows, but now light is shining on them. You have given them great joy, Lord. You have made them happy. They rejoice in what you have done as people rejoice when they harvest grain or when they divide captured wealth. For you have broken the yoke that burdened them and the rod that beat their shoulders. You have defeated the nation that oppressed and exploited your people, just as you defeated the army of Midian long ago. The boots of the invading army and all their blood-stained clothing will be destroyed by fire. A child is born to us. A son is given to us. He will be our ruler. He will be called Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, Eternal Father, Prince of Peace. His royal power will continue to grow. His kingdom will always be at peace. He will rule as King David's successor, basing his power on right and justice, from now until the end of time. The Lord Almighty is determined to do all this. The Lord has pronounced judgment on the kingdom of Israel, on the descendants of Jacob. All the people of Israel, everyone who lives in the city of Samaria, will know that he has done this. They are proud and arrogant. They say, "The brick buildings have fallen down, but we will replace them with stone buildings. The beams of sycamore wood have been cut down, but we will replace them with the finest cedar." The Lord has stirred up their enemies to attack them. Syria on the east and Philistia on the west have opened their mouths to devour Israel. Yet even so, the Lord's anger is not ended. His hand is still stretched out to punish. The people of Israel have not repented. Even though the Lord Almighty has punished them, they have not returned to Him. In a single day, the Lord will punish Israel's leaders and its people. He will cut them off, head and tail. The old and the honorable men are the head, and the tail is the prophets whose teachings are lies. Those who led these people have misled them and totally confused them. And so the Lord will not let any of the young men escape, and He will not show pity on any of the widows and orphans, because all the people are godless and wicked, and everything they say is evil. Yet even so, the Lord's anger will not be ended, but His hand will still be stretched out to punish. The wickedness of the people burns like a fire that destroys thorn bushes and thistles. It burns like a forest fire that sends up columns of smoke. Because the Lord Almighty is angry, His punishment burns like a fire throughout the land and destroys the people, and it is each of us for ourselves. Everywhere in the country, people snatch and eat any bit of food they can find, but their hunger is never satisfied. They even eat their own children. The people of Manasseh and the people of Ephraim attack each other, and together they attack Judah. Even so, the Lord's anger is not ended. His hand is still stretched out to punish. May God richly bless the reading of His Word. Okay, I'm all for modern English translations. I think you know that since I use them all the time on this show. But for them to be valuable, they need to make the text easy to understand. Well, in the beginning of chapter 8, we have what is to me an excellent example of why we need to keep the older translations around. At the beginning of chapter 8, we read from the Good News Translation that God told Isaiah to take a piece of writing material and write on it in large letters, "Quick loot, fast plunder." Well, maybe it's just me, but I didn't immediately grasp the meaning of that. What exactly is a large piece of writing material, and what is the meaning of "quick loot, fast plunder"? In the King James Version, Isaiah is told, "Take thee a great roll and write in it with a man's pen concerning Mayor Shalal-Hasbaz." Now, other than the Mayor Shalal-Hasbaz, doesn't that make more sense? I'll explain Mayor Shalal-Hasbaz in a moment. But you probably easily understood the instruction to take thee a great roll. What did they write on in those times? Scrolls. The modern translation could have easily said, "Get a large book and write on it." In my opinion, that would have been much easier. As a side note, a few years back, I actually started writing my own modern language translation of the Bible, but life got in the way. And did you notice something in the King James Version that I just read to you that was not in the Good News Translation? Let me read them to you again. First, the King James. "Take thee a great roll and write in it with a man's pen concerning Mayor Shalal-Hasbaz." And now the Good News Translation. "Take a large piece of writing material and write on it in large letters, quick loot, fast plunder." Did you hear the missing element? In the King James, Isaiah is told to write with a man's pen. There's nothing at all about what to write with in the Good News Translation. Why is this important? I like the way the Jameson Fawcett Brown commentary explains it. Isaiah was to write in it in ordinary characters, which the humblest can read, not in hieroglyphics. The object was that after the event, all might see that it had been predicted by Isaiah. This was God telling Isaiah that He wanted everyone, from the most noble to the most humble, to know what God told Isaiah would take place. It was not to be only for the aristocracy. Now for Mayor Shalal-Hasbaz. Mayor Shalal-Hasbaz means, "Make speed to the spoil, hasten to the prey." Don't you think that's actually more clear than "quick loot, fast plunder"? Quick loot, fast plunder sounds like a fast food slogan or something to me. The message here is that the Assyrian army will come upon them with great speed and make great spoil. They're coming in quickly and they'll bring a great deal of destruction upon them. So, there's a short lesson on one way to get more meaning from the reading of Scripture. Use more than one version. Compare translations. Don't just let things go by that you're not clear on. Your thoughts? My thanks today to my friendly editor and others who have so generously contributed to the Value for Value model of support. As you know, I don't take outside advertisers, but that does not mean that I don't need financial support. Get more information at support.lifespringmedia.com. I do need your support. Tomorrow, we're back in the book of Acts. Until then, may God bless you richly. I'm Steve Webb. Bye.